Maybe he was just sucking on my shirt.
I think he was. It's like soaking wet.
I thought you were sleeping. You're awful quiet down there. I thought you were sleeping.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know, oh my gosh.
Climbing and getting out, huh? Would you? Climbing and getting out of your crib.
That's the house. That's the one in West Brant.
Oh, that's like a fairly new style house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's nice. Need some like just cosmetic stuff.
Oh, that's a nice place. Not much yard.
I didn't know you can make.
That's the deck. Boots. That's the yard.
You can put the popcorns underneath it.
Okay. Good night. Say good night.
Night, Brayden. Sleep well, honey.
In the morning.
Do you like Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
We could make these maybe on the weekends. Fruit Loop breakfast ice pops.
Ooh. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. Literally cool.
But that's lots of ingredients.
It's only three.
Lots of ingredients.
Milk, strawberry yogurt, and fruit.
How many kids you know would worry about the ingredients?
I know, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. Isn't it?
Night, sweetie.
See you in the morning.
I don't know if you need to wear fleece pajamas,
Cheerios.
But.
And I'm going to eat them in the morning.
You might get hot in those clothes. You might just want to wear underwear.
What? It's cold in my room, so I'm not.
Make sure you brush your teeth.
Night, Brayden.
Good night, Brayden. Good night, Brayden.
Good night, and go brush your teeth, please.
Good night.
Yeah, you made it like the magic show is 45
minutes.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night, Brayden.
Good night, honey.
I was just like, I'm looking at the clock and I can see him getting the itch and I'm like, oh, he can only sit for like half an hour, and then as soon as it was half an hour was over there's Brayden.
Right up on, right beside the guy.
In front of him, like bugging him. The guy didn't know what to do, like what is this kid doing? Yes?
There's something in my ear.
I think you're all right.
What do you see? Are you trying to get?
Yoshi!
See, it's look what? It. It's what?
He just ate the corner of the cereal box, the old cherry kid. I'm telling you, that cat gets him everything.
Oh my god.
Remember when you guys first started coming around and he wouldn't come out?
Yeah. Now he doesn't care, does he?
Now he's like, I own this place.
He don't care. He don't care now. What is it, 8:15? See, we would have made it all right, Steph. We should have went.
I know.
It's not even 8:15 yet.
Yeah,
5:05.
All right. Got this far, we just say, oh, well, another 45 minutes. Another 45
next
minutes.
Next time.
Another 45 minutes.
I got confused on all my time.
But he's quite contented here right
he
now.
He seems to be, yeah.
Between trying to get his fist in his mouth and... Huh?
Good boy, kitty cat. But I tell you, if you bite me again, I'll be kicking you off.
I'm scared to even move him when we have to move. Remember when him in the car?
Wow.
He pooped in his thing. while we're driving. It was great.
He did it. Really upset, eh?
Oh, he hates the car.
Yeah, my friend Kim's cat does too. Just cries constantly when they're in the car and when he's in his carrier.
Yeah, he peed and pooed all over himself.
Rabbit ears up, right?
Oh, it doesn't matter. That one's going upside down, yeah. Brayden, get in your bed. No TV. I think you're done.
What's the matter? Don't you like it in there? You'd rather have your fist? No. You'd rather have your fist in there?
What do you want? Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Okay, then. Good boy.
Hey, we'd rather chew on my shirt,
more
would you?
Scratches.
Night.
Night, Brayden.
Pardon?
You want more chin scratches? Chin scratcher, chin scratcher, scratch me a chin.
So even if we weren't here, he'll come in and out every half hour?
Probably wouldn't even go to sleep. He's been just not listening lately, but what's the bedtime thing? I'll come out. It'll be like 8:30. Johnny sound asleep on the couch. Harrison sound asleep. And there's Brayden. He'll be like crawling in the hallway.
Oh dear.
An hour later, he's doing it again. I'm like, oh my god.
Well, I admire you, Steph. I don't know how you stand it.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know, honestly.
And normally, is he with his dad on Mondays or no?
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Now. So he'll have him back on Thursday nights now. So he'll take him this Thursday and drop him off.
We got a furry, purry, putty cat.
Then you pick him up Monday night.
Yeah, and I only have one more week of school, and then it's two children for the summer.
Oh my god, you'll be looking for breaks.
Oh yeah.
You'll be looking for breaks.
Well, a lot of summer camps you have to be five.
Oh, so you can't even go in there, right?
Well, there's a summer camp, a free one, down right by a school, a space one, and it's from 9 to 11:30.
Nice and handy.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe I'll sign up for that, but it says 5 to 12, but it's the end of July, and these five in August, so maybe they'd let them in.
Purrs.
Gotta have some kind of a good experience.
I know. God. They probably think four-year-olds, like, they're not ready for day camps yet, but he's almost five. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even, that's the thing, taking him somewhere, you know he's not gonna
behave.
That's better.
He was pretty good at,
Yeah, he was great at the barbecue.
He was.
Yeah, he was really good. He actually got along with the kids pretty good and everything.
If he has his iPad to keep him somewhat occupied, I just don't really like relying on that.
No, exactly.
I think you're wise not to.
Yeah.
Yoshi, you're falling off there, honey.
But it's either the iPad or he just wants attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to play soccer or anything like that?
No. Like, I know T-ball, I don't think he is quite, like, really interested. I might sign him up for, he likes doing handstands and stuff. So
gymnastics.
That would be great for him.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping he doesn't, like, the problem is, if you look at how much it costs to go to the gymnastics club in Hartford, it is insane.
Big time money?
Oh, yeah. The summer camp isn't too bad.
But I think gymnastics would help him expend a little energy as well.
I know. Karate, that was a no-go.
No-go? Oh, yeah, right.
You probably
heard
out.
About that. Yeah. Well, he probably doesn't understand it.
Well, no, he was doing the moves. Like, he liked it, but he was just couldn't listen. Like, they were trying to just teach him to do five punches in a row, and he got to hit the bag and stuff. But then he'd do 15 and 10 kicks and eight swirls.
Karate's discipline.
Yeah.
But it's free. I wish he'd like it. Because it's with his Y membership.
And if he goes to the gym with you, there's nothing he can do there, he doesn't like it.
Well, now he's 1 year older, so he's like a Y kid. He's not just, he can do things. But he doesn't like listening. That's his problem.
What?
Harrison!
What?
Hi, buddy!
What? How you doing?